each of us is a leader and will be held accountable for his leadership. Minister of Religious Nasaruddin Umar also invited the people of Konghucu and other religious communities to practice the teachings of their respective religions. He believes that if religious people practice their religious teachings as well as possible, Indonesia will be more peaceful and prosperous. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiano said the Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Cheli is not just a commemorative celebration. He explained the spirit of togetherness and bring new hope for a better future. Through a video congratulating the Chinese New Year aired by the official YouTube account of the Indonesian Supreme Council of the Konghucu religion, Minister Sugiano said, with its diversity, Indonesia needs unity for the strength of its national identity.
Indonesia dengan keberagaman suku, agama, dan budaya memerlukan
Indonesia with its diversity of ethnicity, religion, and culture needs unity to create a solid national identity. Without unity, the country will be divided and experience instability which can harm all parties. For this reason, maintaining national unity, religious harmony, and living in peace is very important to create harmonious and prosperous conditions in the community. Moreover, the Minister of Foreign Affairs also hopes that the Chinese New Year 2576 will bring peace, prosperity, and happiness to all Indonesian people. He also invited the public to maintain the harmony of tolerance and unity that is the foundation of the strength of the Indonesian nation. Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Cheli is celebrated by Indonesian Confucianists and others on Wednesday, January 29th. You are still with Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Bank Indonesia fully supports the implementation of government programs contained in the Asta Cita. This was conveyed by Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio at the launch of the Indonesian Economic Report 2024, which was followed virtually in Jakarta on Wednesday. Perry Warjio also said Bank Indonesia is preparing for the success of DHESDA.
Bank Indonesia mendukung penuh program-program dalam Asta Cita.
Fully support the programs in the government's Asta ideals that I mentioned earlier, stability, provision of SBN or government securities from the secondary market liquidity injection for credit. The third is food security. The fourth is digitalization. In addition, we prepare for success of DHESDA government regulation, Foreign Exchange of Natural Resources Export Proceeds, or DHA, as well as the Nutritious Food Program. Moreover, Perry Warjio conveyed in supporting Asta Cita, Bank Indonesia also continues to coordinate with relevant ministers. He added the central bank also support food security programs associated with inflation control. Perry also said Bank Indonesia mobilized 46 Bank Indonesia representative offices throughout Indonesia to support the success of food downstream programs. Commander of the National Air Operations Command, Air Marshal Teddy Rizali Hadi, emphasized that the new radar used by Coop Sudnas from France will strengthen the airspace in Natuna, Riau Island, after Indonesia finalizes the Flight Information Region, or FIR, rearrangement agreement. The new radar replaces radars that have to be replaced. Teddy Rizali Hadi, after the third anniversary ceremony of the National Air Operations Command in Jakarta Tuesday, explained that the presence of radar made by the FALS company also aims to secure the Indonesian Archipelago Sea Route, which includes the Sunda Strait, Karimata Strait, Java Sea, and Natuna Sea. The FIR agreement with Singapore allows Indonesia to fully regulate airspace with all flight information in the Riau Islands and Natuna regions. Let's come to the next news. Minister of Trade Budi Santoso conveyed Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to strengthen strategic cooperation, including in the fields of trade and investment, one of which is related to the management of the palm oil industry. This cooperation was revealed when Minister Budi accompanied President Prabowo Subianto to meet with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. According to a statement issued by the Minister of Trade on Tuesday, Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's largest producers of palm oil, accounting for 80% of global production. Therefore, the Minister of Trade appreciated Malaysia's support in enhancing cooperation in the palm oil sector. He said the Ministry of Trade is ready to follow up on various efforts to strengthen cooperation in the palm oil sector. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that there was no resistance with sharp weapons from Indonesian citizens who were shot by the Malaysian Maritime Management Agency or APMM officers in Malaysia. According to a written statement from the Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, on Wednesday, the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur has met four Indonesian citizens who were shot and being treated at Serdang Hospital and Klang Hospital in Malaysia on Tuesday. According to Yuda, two of them who have been treated and are in stable conditions have been identified as coming from Riau Province, while the other two have not been able to provide information because they are still in critical conditions after surgery. The two victims, whose conditions are stable, explained that there was no resistance with sharp weapons from Indonesian passengers against APMM officers. The last news. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Roliansyah Sumirat, conveyed that all military and police personnel serving in the UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO in Democratic Republic Congo are safe. Through a short message in Jakarta on Tuesday, Roliansyah said that all personnel are healthy and safe. He explained that Indonesia currently has 1,051 joint personnel from the military and police personnel serving in the UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO. According to him, the Indonesian government is closely observing the development of the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo with deep concern. The Indonesian government will closely monitor the development of situation on the ground. Armed clashes broke out in the DR Congo, and Turkish Anadolu News Agency reported that M23 rebels on Sunday closed the airspace over Gona on the pretext that coalition forces supporting the Kinshasa regime in Congo were loading bombs at the airport. Well, listener, that's Newsline, read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, today's commentary is titled, Indonesia and Malaysia Strengthened Palm Oil Cooperation. An outcome of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Malaysia was an agreement to strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia on palm oil. It was reached when Indonesia's Minister of Trade Budi Santoro accompanied President Prabowo in a meeting with Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Monday, January 27th. During the meeting, President Prabowo conveyed that every country he visits always emphasizes their need for palm oil. He hoped Indonesia and Malaysia could further enhance cooperation in the sector. Indonesia and Malaysia supply 80% of global palm oil, making them the world's largest palm oil producers. This makes their cooperation essential for controlling the palm oil trade, given the trade has always faced barriers from developed countries who claim that it causes deforestation. However, Indonesia has overcome these barriers by winning a palm oil dispute at the World Trade Organization, WTO, against the European Union's discriminatory policies. The WTO panel ruled that the European Union unfairly treated palm oil-based biofuels from Indonesia with similar products from the European Union, like rapeseed and sunflower oil. The WTO panel also found that the European Union gave preferential treatment to products like soybeans imported from other countries. Moreover, they criticized the European Union for failing to conduct a timely review of the data used to determine which biofuels were at high risk of indirect and use change, and there were deficiencies in the design and implementation of the criteria for low-risk indirect land use change under the Renewable Energy Directive too. As a result, the European Union has been required to amend its policies as the WTO panel deemed the Union has violated trade rules. Indonesia welcomed the panel's decision, but it's clear that challenges remain. There will be continue to be obstacles to trade competition. That's why cooperation between palm oil producing countries is essential. They must prove that the palm oil trade should contribute to the people's welfare rather than harming them. That's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
History with January 29, 1950, about the death of General Sudirman. Great General Sudirman passed away in Magelang, Central Java on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34. Before his death, Sudirman led guerrilla warfare against Dutch colonial forces, moving from forest to forest while battling chronic tuberculosis. His last position was as the commander-in-chief of the Indonesian National Armed Forces. General Sudirman continued to be honored by the Indonesian people to this day. The 100-kilometer guerrilla route he once traveled must now be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduating from the military academy. On December 10, 1964, he was officially recognized as a national hero of Indonesia. Moving on to January 29, 1996, when France permanently ended nuclear testing. On January 29, 1996, the French government officially decided to halt nuclear testing in the South Pacific. The decision was made one day after France conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test in the region. The test had faced opposition both domestically and internationally. Finally, French President Jacques Chirac at the time conceded to the pressure. That same year, France signed the South Pacific Nuclear Free Zone Treaty. Additionally, France signed the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, effectively ending all future plans for nuclear testing. We conclude today in history with January 29 about Bali Arak Day. Bali Arak Day was established through Bali Governor's Decree No. 929 concerning Bali Arak, dated December 23, 2022. The day was created to commemorate the issuance of Bali Governor Regulation No. 1 of 2020 on the management of traditional fermented and or distilled beverages from Bali. This regulation is considered a milestone that elevated the status of Bali's traditional arak. Since the regulation came into effect, Bali arak has been given protection and legal recognition, benefiting small and medium enterprises. Bali arak has also been designated as an intangible cultural heritage by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gili Iang, located in Sumenep Regency, Madura Island, which is the best place to experience the freshest air in Indonesia. With an oxygen level of 20.9%, it surpasses other regions. Gili Iang has been recognized as the second best oxygen zone in the world, following the Dead Sea in Jordan. This island even went viral as the island of eternal youth. Gili Iang also offers various attractions around the island, such as Batu Cangga, a steep cliff facing the Java Sea. In the local language, Batu Cangga means rock that supports a cliff. This natural wonder features hollow formations resembling tunnels, naturally supported by rocks that look like pillars of a house. Covering an area of 9.15 square kilometers, the island can be explored within just a day. However, if you wish to stay longer and enjoy its fresh air, locals offer their homes for rent at negotiable prices. To reach Gili Iang, you can take a sea taxi, a term used by the people of Dungkak. The sea taxi is a motorized wooden boat. The journey to Gili Iang by sea taxi takes about 30 to 40 minutes from Dungkak Harbor, depending on weather conditions and wave height. The distance between Gili Iang and Dungkak Harbor is about 9 kilometers, while the distance from Dungkak Harbor to Sumenep City Center is about 30 kilometers. Dungkak Harbor and Gili Iang are separated by the Java Sea. Gili Iang has two docks: Ropet Beach in Banras Village, located on the eastern tip of the island, which serves as a port for fishermen, and a passenger dock in Banchamara Village on the island's western tip. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Bila tunggu jaya lagi kan. dan apakah semua tulus adanya. Apabila ku terjatuh nanti, bahkan gak mampu untuk berdiri, akankah kau selalu menjadi kawan yang setia menemani. Apabila ku gak jaya lagi, gak bisa ngajak pati-pati, akankah kau tetap peduli dan membawaku terbang, bawaku terbang kembali, bawaku terbang kembali, bawaku terbang kembali, bawaku terbang kembali, bawaku terbang kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use it properly. This program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's International Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development and Cultivation, under the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Nusa Tenggara Barat. Di Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means in West Nusa Tenggara. You're going to listen to a conversation entitled Saya Suka. Saya Suka. This conversation takes place between Chris and Flogger from Australia and a local resident of Lombok when visiting a horse racing arena in Bima Regency, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. During the day, Chris tells the audience that he likes horse racing. Let's listen to their conversation.
Wah, jokinya masih anak-anak ya?
Iya, ini sudah tradisi di Bima. Usia mereka belasan tahun. Anda suka pacuan kuda?
Ya, saya suka pacuan kuda. Di Australia, keluarga saya punya peternakan kuda.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give you a vocabulary related to today's topic. Saya suka, saya suka. I will pronounce them slowly and you can repeat after me. Suka, suka, which means like. Pacuan, pacuan, which means race. Kuda, kuda, which means horse. Pacuan kuda. Pacuan kuda, which means horse race. Saya suka pacuan kuda. Saya suka pacuan kuda, which means I like horse racing. Jockey, jockey, which means jockey. Anak-anak, anak-anak, which means children. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversation, you heard the phrase Saya suka pacuan kuda. Saya suka pacuan kuda. I like horse racing. In this phrase, there is the expression saya suka. Saya suka. The phrase saya suka is used to express interest or liking towards something. In the context of the conversation, Chris expresses his liking for horse racing. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the phrase saya suka. Saya suka, or I like, to express interest or liking towards something in other sentence. Saya suka berkunjung ke tempat baru. Saya suka berkunjung ke tempat baru. I like visiting new places. Saya suka kuda berwarna hitam. Saya suka kuda berwarna hitam, which means I like black horses. Horse racing is a traditional horse race event in Bima Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. This activity has been registered as an intangible cultural heritage by the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. The uniqueness of Bima's horse racing includes its young jockeys, local Bima horses, and the recognition by the regional government that the horse race is part of the annual traditional events. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for further clarity, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Wah, jokinya masih anak-anak ya?
Iya, ini sudah tradisi di Bima. Usia mereka belasan tahun. Anda suka pacuan kuda?
Ya, saya suka pacuan kuda. Di Australia, keluarga saya punya peternakan kuda.
Well, listeners, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled Saya Suka. Saya Suka. We hope that this episode is useful for those of you who wants to learn more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French,
German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Tikanang Urang Tue, which means remembering parents. The song was composed by Bulian Mustafa. Its lyrics tell the story of a wanderer longing for their parents back home. The lyrics express the longing for their parents, family, and friends in their hometown. The wanderer also hopes to return home soon. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan, Tikanang Urang Tue, performed by Friska Syurina. Happy listening!
Urang tue nanti
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Ahir da kara Korewa Voice of Indonesia desu. で放送されている Voice of Indonesia はインドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id より LED デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Listener 皆さん、今日私、Eさんが日本語放送をお送りします。今日の番組はニュースから始まり、続いて様々なインドネシアの情報、そして音楽をお送りします。それでは皆さん、まずはニュースをお聞きください。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz やウェブサイト www.foinews.id から Voice of Indonesia の放送をお聞きください。
リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。貿易大臣はマレーシアとファーム油部門協力を強化すると明言したことについてお伝えします。ブリーさんと貿易大臣はインドネシアとマレーシアは貿易と投資の分野を含む戦略的協力を強化することで合意したと述べました。その一つはファーム油産業の経営に関するものです。この協力はブリー貿易大臣がプラボースビエント大統領に同行し、マレーシアのクアラルンプールでマレーシアのアンワル・イブラヒム首相と会談した際に明らかになりました。これは火曜日に発表された貿易大臣の声明です。インドネシアとマレーシアは世界最大のパーム油生産国であり、世界の生産量の 80% を占めています。したがって貿易大臣はパーム油分野における協力強化に対するマレーシアの支援を高く評価しました。貿易大臣は貿易省はパーム油分野での協力を強化するための様々な取り組みを継続